हेलो 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 हेलो, बैंक बैलेंस चेक किया गया तेरा? एंड वी स्टार्ट इन 3, 2, 1। यार ब्रो, अकाउंट बैलेंस चेक करने में मज़ा नहीं आ रहा है आजकल। लाइक वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इरिटेटिंग थिंग्स दैट आई डू, समथिंग दैट आई रियली डोंट एन्जॉय डूइंग, आई बी ऑनेस्ट विथ यू, इज ओपनिंग द एक्सिस बैंक का ऐप एंड क्लिकिंग ऑन द बटन चेक बैलेंस। लाइक यू नो यू जस्ट नो वट इट इज़, यू नो इट्स बिलो लाइक 5 grand। लाइक आई डोंट नो फॉर यू ऑल 5 grand, बट मेरे लिए तो मतलब बिटवी सी, आई एम स्टिल स्टार्टिंग राइट। लाइक अभी तो बाप का पैसा उड़ा रहे, नॉट बाप का पैसा, अभी देते भी नहीं है ज़्यादा, ऐसा कुछ किल नहीं कर रहे हम। बट वन ऑफ द मोस्ट अनोइंग थिंग्स इज चेकिंग योर बैंक बैलेंस। यू चेक इट, यू नो इट्स लाइक 800 bucks, बट यू स्टिल गोना क्लिक ऑन चेक बैलेंस एज इफ इट्स गोना मैजिकली इंक्रीज बाय 10। लाइक वो डू यू थिंक इज गोना हैपन? समबडी ट्रांसफर मनी टू यू? वन ऑफ द होप्स दैट आई हैव इन लाइफ इज कोई गलती से मुझे 1 lakh rupees गूगल पे कर दे। डोंट टेल मी यू हैव नॉट होप्ड दैट समवन, आरंट यू स्टिल होपिंग दैट समडे सम मदरफकर विल डिपॉजिट 15 grand बाय मिस्टेक इन योर गूगल पे अकाउंट एंड यू डोंट एवर रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट पर्सन? हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू ऑल वुड रिटर्न दैट मनी? आई वांट टू नो कितने। देख, आई नो 50 people इन माई लाइफ, आउट ऑफ देम 49 वुड नॉट रिटर्न दैट मनी। I know people who would directly message back on Google Pay saying that bhai 5000 kam bheja hai tune. The audacity of people, I know these fucking people will send 15 grand, bheja tune usko, wo log bolenge bhai 5000 kam bheja hai, kab bhejega, 10 hafte se ruk raha hu main. I know that kind of people. Quality of people in life is degrading. या तो लोग Instagram पे गांड हिला रहे हैं या डिजिटल मार्केटिंग कर रहे हैं। मैं थक गया हूँ bro. I am sick and tired of both kinds of people. एंड आई एम इन द मिडल ऑफ बोथ ऑफ देम। गांड हिला नहीं रहे पर इंस्टाग्राम पे, डिजिटल मार्केटिंग कर नहीं रहे पर करना चाहिए। यू गेट व्हाट आई मीन? बट ऑन दैट नोट, हेलो एंड वेलकम यू बिग फकिंग ब्यूटीफुल लेजेंड। योर मम्स हो वेलकम टू द करण कपाड़िया शो। योर डैड्स अ लैड, ब्रिंग हिम टू माय बैचलर पैड। चुम्बेश्वरी परफॉर्मेंस, ग्रैंड सैल्यूट, जॉन विक मदरफकर। I want to be like John Wick, bro. I want to get married. I want to get my wife killed. And I want her to send me a dog. Honestly, think about... Okay. If I told you, you get to be like John Wick, but your wife dies. I know many a man that would say, hey, Karan, do I also get hair like Keanu Reeves? To which I'll say, yes. Next thing you know, there is... they pulled a Shashi Tharoor. Should I edit that out? Fuck it. Let's say OJ Simpson. Shashi Tharoor. At some point, I want to have Shashi Tharoor on this podcast and tell him, kya hai bhosade? Kya problem kya hai tera? I want to have him on the podcast and once go, nahi, tera problem kya hai? Like, I love Shashi Tharoor. He makes me feel like there is some hope, right? Although I don't know his policies and shit like that. And to be honest, who gives a fuck? Who's even making policies anymore? Either they're kicking out Muslims or abstaining to vote in the UN. There is no policy. Manrega aaya tha, man hi man chala gaya. Wahi chal raha hai life mein. Theek hai. Now keep in mind, I am not critical of the Indian government. I love government. Government, what a wow, Manoj. But I can desire to dislike a political party. I have said this before. You cannot like a party and still be a patriot. Many would say you are a patriot because you don't like this party. I don't like any party. All of them are cunts. They're all fucking... Dude, I'm sick and tired of it. Is it even worth following politics? Is your life even going anywhere? Tune post kiya social media pe kuch hua? Kuch hua? हैं, कुछ हुआ? तेरा बदला पाइपलाइन? हैं, घर का पाइपलाइन बदला? सिलेंडर की जगह गैस सिलेंडर की जगह पाइप आया? नहीं आया है ना? आया कि नहीं आया? तेरे खाते में पैसे डिपॉजिट हुए? यार लोखंडवाला में दोनों साइड, यू कैन गो आउट ऑफ लोखंडवाला इन 3 ways. वन इज़ यू टेक द हाईवे, वन इज़ यू फकिंग गो थ्रू इन्फिनिटी मॉल, एंड थर्ड इज़ यू गो थ्रू कोकिला बेन. उसमें से दो तो बंद कर दिया, एक मेट्रो की वजह से हाईवे तो भैंचो जैम पैक रहता ही है. हाईवे कैसे हुआ? हाउ इज दैट एक्सप्रेस वे? दे कॉल इट शिट लाइक फास्ट रोड्स एंड व्हाट फास्ट व्हाट द फक मैन. आई कुड क्रॉल टू कोलाबा एट अ फास्टर पेस. सीरियसली मैन, आई एम सेकंड आउट ऑफ दिस फकिंग सिचुएशन. लाइक कोस्टल रोड बना रहे हैं, सब रोड बना रहे हैं भैंचो, सब बंद कर दिया. तुम बोल रहे हो बना रहे हो, पर बंद तो कुछ रहा है नहीं. दैट्स वॉज गोइंग. आई स्वेयर मैन, आई एम सेकंड टायर्ड. देव शट डाउन कोकिला बेन रोड, सेड सॉरी फॉर द इनकन्वीनियंस. सॉरी बोल रहे भोसड़ी के, मेरे टीचर को बोल. यू नो इन जप ओके यू नो वट दे शुड डू ओके इन जापान, इफ द ट्रेन इज इवन 5 minutes लेट, दे गिव यू अ नोट. देर इज अ नोट दैट कम्स इन टू योर हैंड आउट ऑफ समवेयर, आई डोंट नो, प्रकट हो जाता है जापान, लाइक फकिंग पिकाचू आके देता है तेरे को नोट, बट तेरे हार्ट में नोट प्रकट हो जाता है. That sorry, I am late. The metro, the subway, Tokyo subway was late. You can present it to your office or wherever you are going, and it is legally allowed. You can say that, but because of the train being late, I am late. If it's more than 5 minutes late, तेरे को BMC note देने वाला. I swear, at least they should do that. Because I had an 8:30 lecture, I reached at 8:45, saying that पूरा road, पूरा Bombay बंद कर दिया है. मैं कैसे उड़ के आऊँ? क्या चिड़िया हूँ मैं? हैं? पंख लगा दे भैंचोद मेरे पे. आई एम जस्ट सेइंग मैन, आई थिंक दे शुड गिव यू नोट्स. आई हैव अ पेटिशन, बॉम्बे बंद कर दो, बंद कर दो. दे हैव ओपन्ड अप रेस्टोरेंट्स. आई डोंट नो इफ यू ऑल नो दिस, आई हैव अ आर्टिकल दैट आई वांट टू रीड आउट टू यू ऑल. आई हैव एन आर्टिकल, फक व्हाट वाज दैट आर्टिकल. मुंबई सिटी opens up. हॉर्न मार रहे लोग बहन छोड़, अभी भी हॉर्न मार रहे. काम धंधा नहीं है, घर जाओ. गो होम टू योर फैमिली. स्टॉप ट्राइंग टू गो टू अ बार. यू नो दोज टाइप ऑफ अंकल्स हु यू सी, लेट्स से यू गो आउट ऑन अ थर्सडे बिकॉज यू आर यंग, राइट, एंड यू कैन हैंडल द एल्कोहल एंड स्टिल गो टू वर्क ऑन अ फ्राइडे. यू कैन स्टिल मैनेज गोइंग टू कॉलेज, राइट, ऑन अ फ्राइडे. प्लस नाउ वर्किंग फ्रॉम होम, सो यू कैन मैनेज टू ग्रैब अ कपल बियर्स विद योर लैड्स ऑन अ थर्सडे बिकॉज यू कैन, राइट. You'll see these uncles at these same gymkhana bars. I hate those uncles. Do they not have any family? How sad is your life that you're fucking going to a gymkhana and then they're annoying children for making noise? And by children, I don't mean like 11-year-olds. Like 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds, no shit, they're gonna make noise. That's what they're there for. They have their life ahead of them. Your life is miserable. You are contemplating whether to keep a French beard or a mustache. Nobody likes you anyway. Shut up, Sumit uncle. Nobody likes you. Okay, that being said, I don't know any Sumit uncle. But still. News mein dekhte hai. Maharashtra lockdown. News. Maharashtra eases restriction as Omicron wanes. The state government eased COVID-related curbs on Wednesday, allowing 100% capacity at shopping complexes, restaurants, gyms, sports, and swimming pools. Like we weren't doing that anyway. Like, kya hi band karke gaya Omicron ki wajah se? I just want to know, like, who gave a fuck? Everybody was still finger banging one another at clubs, sharing vapes. No shit, everybody's still doing that. What the fuck is going to happen? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Yeah, bro, everything is opening up. Religious places. No need to produce negative RT-PCR report. Even on interstate travel. Manali jana hai, aur kahan jana hai? Benchut maal fukna hai tum log ko. Hai? Oh, the most irritating people on planet Earth are people who go to Manali and come back and say that I smoke the best hash, Karan. You won't understand how amazing. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care, Neha. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about your experience. I don't give a flying fuck. You wore a sombrero hat and fucking danced to Isko Lagada Ra to Life Jingle Ala for 1 hour. Bhando ke. Mere ko nahi farak padta hai, yaar. Pahad mein baith ke naye kutte ko pet kiya. Who cares? Shut up. Just shut your mouth. enjoy yourself and come back. I don't want to hear about your trip. Anybody who says they want to hear about your trip is lying to you. Who do you want? Okay, today if I tell you I went to Manali and I come back and I say on this podcast my Manali experience, how many of y'all are going to click on it? 4. That also because by mistake you clicked, because maybe you think I'm selling hash and you're a fucking pot addict, and you think maybe Karan is a fucking drug dealer because of how his life goes in general, so he's going to wink and say call me, shit like that, and I can DM him on Instagram and maybe get a tola for half the price because he takes risks enough in life that he's going to smuggle hash. I'm here to tell you, you might have a point, and that you can DM me for hash. Hashtag lying, your mom's a hoe. Welcome to the Karan Kapadia show. Bro, yaar, coffee nahi chhodna hai mere ko. I want to be the person, once I start working, I want to go to an office. Bhale hi work from home. I want to go to an office. I will make sure I hire people for this podcast, set up a fucking office, and enter the office with a mug in my hand that reads, do not talk to me until this mug is over. I want that. I want to do that. And you know what? I want to be the most annoying person in the fucking office. Do you know? Aren't those the most annoying people? That they have their, till I have my coffee, don't talk to me. Nobody, I don't want to talk to you anyway. I've said this before. Nobody, like, people underestimate how nobody wants to have conversations with them. Do you really want to talk to people, or do you just want to smoke your cigarette and go back to work? Life's shit anyway. All of us are in shit. Just sit down. I think instead of keeping restaurants at 50% and bars at 50%, let's keep human beings at 50% capacity. We are reaching near limit. COVID didn't do what we all wanted it to do. Let's be honest, we are okay with losing a couple uncles here and there. You and I both. We all know some members of our family who were like, I'm upset for their children, but well, they anyway deserve better. We all know these people. You and I both too. Right? But that being said, everything's getting too morbid. I want to sue my mother. India mein suing ka culture nahi hai, bro. I'm very unhappy with that. I'm very, very unhappy with the fact that we can't sue people in India. I want to sue my mother for not feeding me Complan when I was a kid. Can I sue her? Can I like, okay, if there is a lawyer in this audience, can you tell me if I... It's possible, right? Like, you know one of those US shows where there are judges... It's like a family court judge. Like, is it really a judge? Do you really have a degree? Like, I want to ask, like, Judge Judy kind of shit. Do you really have a degree? Can I see your diploma? Can I see your degree? Did you go to school or was it an online class? Because keep in mind, if I become a researcher, I don't think my degree is of much. I mean, come on. You see my research projects. Participant and subject 1? Sure. Subject 1, 10? Sure, subject 110. Sure, there were 110 people. Of course, I didn't fill 14 forms on my own. With just ABCD, DCBA, ABCD, DCBA. I'm sure I didn't do that. Of course, you didn't forge your mother's signature and take a bank balance. Does anyone know how to forge signatures? But no, I want to sue people. I just want to keep randomly suing people, man. I want to sue my auto wala because he took a right instead of a left. And I told him, left lena bhaiya, left. And then he turns around and gives me that fucking dumb look like, hey, sorry, galti se right le liya. Seriously? I have met weird auto wala. I think, you know, I have a love hate. I should just fuck one. I'm serious. I should just plow one in the ass. Should I start an ASMR channel where I just drink coffee? Like literally drink coffee and make ASMR sounds like, Bro, I want to, like, I seriously want to sue people. I want, like, we don't have that suing culture. That's the problem. In US, everybody sues one another. Like, I'll sue you if you lay a hand on me. If you push somebody, oh, that's assault. इधर अंकल आंटी लोग अपने को सड़क पे चाटा मार के चले गए और लोग उनको ताली बजा रहे हैं उनके लिए. लाइक आई एम सीरियस ब्रो, पीपल हैव स्लैप्ड मी इन द स्ट्रीट एंड पीपल हैव अपलोडेड द अदर पीपल. दैट्स हाउ इट गोज. वी नीड टू स्टार्ट सूइंग मोर पीपल. वी सी, आई एम नॉट जोकिंग. व्हाट एल्स इज गोइंग ऑन लैड्स? ऑन रशिया यूक्रेन अपडेट. एंड वी ऑल फक. Should we just all join the military? Let's just join the military. Go to Ukraine. They have missiles there. I wanna do that, man. I seriously do. It's not a joke, of course. I'm not joking about the situation. I do understand that it's a dire situation. I seriously cannot fucking fathom what I would do if I was in that situation. I really don't. I don't even know what I'd do if someone hit my car and I have to hit them back. I don't know what I'd do. Like, you don't know the extent to which humanity has gone down the drain until there is a fucking psychopath dictator threatening to blow your entire country up. And you have to leave your fucking family and join the military. And props to the women, huh? Like, you know, like, I know, you know, everyone say women are also capable of. And I know, but traditionally it's not been that. I'm glad that they're also prepared to fucking lose their lives. I'm not glad that they are in a situation where they have to lose their lives, but I'm glad that everyone's in on it together. I don't know which country is even supporting US. Russia. Belarus is, but fuck Belarus. What's the size? What's the population of them? Belarus size in kilometers. 207,000 kilometers square. Maharashtra area in square kilometer. Belarus is smaller than Maharashtra, bro. Leave a couple Kolhapuri lads on them. They're gonna slap them with Kolhapuri chappals. That's what's gonna happen to fucking Belarus. Kolhapur is the most Ratnagiri. के आम फेंक के गुटलियां मारेंगे लोग उन पे एंड बेलारूस की गांड मार दे. मैं बेलारूस का पॉपुलेशन क्या है? बेलारूस पॉपुलेशन 94 लाख. महाराष्ट्र पॉपुलेशन 11 करोड़. ब्रो फॉर ईच बेलारूसियन पर्सन वी हैव हाउ मेनी? We have 10. We have 10 lags. Just gather up shindes and fucking gaitondes and... Dude, we'll deck them, dog. We'll deck them. We'll deck Belarus. I don't know about Russia, but Belarus, we'll deck, bro. Catch a couple Millatnagar lads, they're done. Dude, if you catch a couple Dongri lads and Millatnagar lads and Kolhapuri lads, fuck. They're done, bro. They're decked. I don't know about fucking Nagpur though. Fuck Nagpur. Nagpur's trash. Nagpur can fucking take it in the ass. Nah. To any Nagpurian lad out here, sorry that you were born there. Is what it is. We need to stop telling people who are not from Mumbai that Mumbai is the best. Chutiye log aake bhar pad jaate hain yahan par. Let's just, you know, it's like what? It's like, you tell, I am also going to stop. I am saying Delhi is the best. Jao Delhi Pencho. Jao, sab jao. Go, everybody go to Delhi. Go, just go. Even people from Bombay, just go. Empty this place. Bring back the 1980s where Mud Island pe sex parties were happening. I want that Mumbai. I want the Mumbai where fucking... Okay, have you seen that movie? Which movie is that where... Jackie Shroff is a dude. Fuck. Akshay Kumar. Kumar, Sunil Shetty. Oh, On Men at Work. Mein Jackie Shroff is a dude who has a house in Mud Island and all. And to who the fucking... Hey, bro. Danger picture hai wo. I'm telling you. Jackie Shroff throws parties in Mud Island and smokes black cigarettes. You know a dude in the 80s and the 70s was a top lad. He was smoking black cigarettes. Like, you know how cool you have to be. You know how much of a baller you have to have a suit and smoke black cigarettes. That's the capitalism I want in this country. I want oppression. And I want black cigarettes. I want the Mud Island parties back, where maybe your friend was sent and she came back questioning whether everything was fine or not. And sometimes he also. I want those fucking parties. I want shit going. I just don't like people being happy. Be miserable. There is quality of life in that. On men at work, guys. On men at work. Usme ye bhi hai. Irfan Khan. I forgot that other guy's name whose nose is weird. Avara Pagal Diwana mein bhi hai. Fuck, I forgot his name, bro. Ooh, Rahul Dev Vikrant from Avara Pagal Diwana. I love the names, bro. Guru Gulab Khatri, Vikrant, Yeda Anna. Oh my god. fuck. Chota Chhetri. Taal Patri. That's the kind of shit I want in life. Seriously. Can you all please address me as Guru Gulab Khatri from now? And find me a woman whose father is Chimman Chappu. Please. I'm serious. If you all please, if you haven't watched Avara Pagal Diwana, by the way, top fucking movie. Top movie. You know what? People who like Bollywood, you all don't really like Bollywood. Okay? You all keep saying fucking Humpty Sharma is a good movie, Kalhona is a good movie. Fuck that. This is real Bollywood. Aan Men at Work. Aan ka matlab kya hai? I want to know. Aan meaning in Hindi. Aan. Arre, translate to English. Forceful or definite. Forceful and definite. These are the men at... The movie is so good, it needs a tagline. How good does a movie have to have a fucking tagline? Men at work? Fucking marat jat. That's who are at work. Kal ho na ho? Like what? Kal ho na ho matlab what? What? To be or not to be? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck your mother. No, don't fuck your mother. Unless you're Parsi. No. Don't do that anyway. Please don't do that, guys. Only I can fuck your mom. Your mom's a hoe. Welcome to the Karan Kapadia show. But no, man. I want movies. I miss movies like Aan Men at Work. Fucking Avara Pagal Diwana. Hera Feri and all. Of course, that's so legendary shit, right? But I'm sick and tired of movies that are fucking showing bullshit. This is not Bollywood. Bollywood is not based on that. I watched Gangubai Kathiawadi the other day. Great movie. Actually, I really love it. It's a one-time watch. I don't think I could bear watching it again. Maybe like 3 years down the road. You know, some movies are those that you can watch it every 2-3 years. I think like Dil Dhadakne Do is one of those. You can watch it every 3 years. I would recommend three we need two. Chal. Like, you know, if your friend, even fucking, which is that movie? The one that all college kids watched and then they thought that they can become a travel fucking journalist. Ye Jawani Hai Deewani. Fucking, what the fuck, man? You can't be that. You're not gonna hook up with some chick in Paris. You're most likely gonna text her on Facebook that, hey, baby, show boob. That's, you and I are like that. Let's just be honest. I am no better. My career is going to end like the first scene in Pulp Fiction, where the couple waves around a gun and goddamn Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta beat the shit out of them. That's going to be my life without a woman. So it's just going to be me in a fucking restaurant getting shot by two random dudes. I'm serious. I think or I'll die a football coach in some bullshit gymkhana. Why are all football coaches like limping? All football coaches have a limp. Like a limp? What is it called? A handicap? They're all limping. All football coaches. What happened? What happened? Shaolin soccer wala bhi. Usko bhi limp tha. Mere school ke bhi 3-4 coaches ko limp hai. Har ek school mein koi na koi. All football. All PT teachers are some deform. They're like some deformity they have. Someone has a speech impairment. Someone's fucking saying open the window, let the atmosphere come in kind of shit. Every PT teacher had a scene with the English teacher. Like we all with the, oh, PT teacher and English teacher. I'm serious, man. I don't know if I can say this, but we had a teacher. No, I don't think I can say this. It's a little too extra. Maybe when I get super famous. You know, when I get super famous, all of y'all are fucked, right? Because then there are no consequences to my actions. Because I'll just make an apology video. That's what happens. You just apologize. Slap a child in the middle of the street and fucking wave its dead body around in the middle of buttfuck nowhere and post that video on Instagram. I am sorry for my actions. I am disappointed in myself. I am disappointed that I beat this woman up. I apologize that I cracked a rape joke on her after I slammed her head onto the kitchen counter. I apologize for saying that gay men should be burnt. I apologize. So now we're good, right? We're good. It's all good. It's all good. And some fucking supporter on Twitter will be like, why should he apologize for what is true? Shastro mein likha hai. Fuck that. Who gives a fuck? Just because, okay, there is this famous line that I have, which I've come up with. And I think you should follow this in life because I am your god. Listen to this line very fucking carefully. I'm too charged up on coffee. I can slap all of y'all in one go right now. I'm serious. And then take my tooth out and shove it up my eye. I'm serious. I want to do that right now. This microphone, I'll eat it. Become Wolverine. Adamant. This is made of adamantium. Melt it. Course it through my... It should be coursing through my veins at this point. I'll take my eyelash. Dye it yellow. First, I'll bleach it. I don't know if you can do that also. But if you can do that for your head hair, you can do that for eyelash. Take all my eyelashes, dye it yellow, put on yellow eyelashes. And sing a song, Dunya Peeli Peeli. Chadariya Jeeli Jeeli. Shit like that. But, I was saying, what the fuck was I saying, man? There's too much noise outside. Fuck these cars, man. Love and Latte aaye gaand lag gaye. Dimag sad gaya. Sada diya hai Love and Latte wale. Bahar baith ke bhencho cigarette pee rahe khali. Kya kar rahe ho yaar? Smoke vapes, son, vapes. Vapes is where it's at. Vapes and reels, bruh. Vapes and reels, bruh. Dodge a cat, motherfucker. Smoke pot. Dude, I want to make... this is a clear business idea. Make a vape with caffeine, nicotine, pot, and melatonin. Yo, son. Four different... You know that pen that we used to have with four different ink colors? Similar vape with four different buttons. Caffeine, nicotine, melatonin, and... And fucking what? Pot. Fucking marijuana. That's what we want in our vapes. But on that note, it's been a while, ladies and ladies. It's been half an hour since I've been talking smack. I love y'all. Thank you so much for being here, as always. Yeah, that's about it. I think a lot of y'all are going to peace out now. Hopefully, I have inspired you to slap people in the street and myself. And I'll see you next time. I love you a lot. You mean a lot to me. More than you mean to your mother. She doesn't love you. You know that, right? You really know that, right? You know that. You and I both know. You're here because none of our mothers like us. I mean, they deal with us, but if given a choice, they take up the interior designing job that they could have when they were 21 and not have you as a kid. Is what it is, is what it is. We deal with it. We live and learn. We move on. We move on. Get a dog, better dog, better shih tzu, get a haircut. Feed a couple stray cats and then slap it. Make people fucking miserable. Make people realize they were wrong for trusting you. Do that. Do that. Just prove them wrong. Just prove everybody wrong. Just prove them wrong. On that note, I really love you and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.